The state of Illinois has lowered the passing score on its statewide tests for students who are not fluent in English. The state says that will make the test fairer. Critics fear that such a move contradicts the high standards called for under the No Child Left Behind law. Jay Field reports from Chicago Public Radio.
Hardiness Elementary School occupies two ragged buildings in Little Village, a predominantly Mexican-American neighborhood on Chicago's west side. Most kids here are off until September, but inside the school, second grader Avelina Pisano is already prepping for next year.
The rest of your party is on the way, said Francine. What's a birthday party without all your friends?
Okay, thank you very much, Avelina. Now, Avelina brought this book because she wanted to share it with you guys, okay?
Teacher Laura Ibarra is leading Pisano and 14 classmates through 5 weeks of extra reading instruction. It's important because next spring, these students will take state achievement tests for the first time. Half the kids in this class are in bilingual education. When their peers sit for the regular third grade test, these children will take a different exam. It's called IMAGE, and it was once used to measure English proficiency only. When No Child Left Behind took effect, the state decided the test would be a good way to assess reading and math skills. But almost immediately, there were problems.
The teachers, the program directors, administrators in the field were saying, you know, this is unfair to our kids.
Becky McCabe with the Illinois State Board of Education says officials had changed the purpose of the IMAGE test, but had left in place high passing scores that were initially meant to ensure immigrant kids weren't moved out of bilingual education too soon.
No one else has these high cut scores. It's only fair that the students be allowed to show that what their performance is based on the way the other tests are set up for cut scores.
So in June, the state board decided to intervene. After consulting with the U.S. Department of Education, it lowered the cutoff score. Almost certainly, thousands of additional students next spring will be marked as passing. But some critics say that doesn't mean these students are actually improving. Mike Petrilli, a vice president with the Thomas B. Fordham Foundation, worked at the Education Department during President Bush's first term.
As No Child Left Behind has required states to set standards and to hold schools accountable to them, we see that there's an enormous amount of pressure to lower the standards, to make it easier for students to pass these tests.
Petrilli says many districts simply don't want to put the hard work in to help limited English speakers and other groups with special challenges improve. That argument angers Javier Botana, who runs No Child Left Behind programs at the Chicago Public Schools. After all, says Botana, the law gives states freedom to decide what students need to know.
I think it's really interesting that when states exercise the right and responsibility that was vested in them in the legislation to write something that was methodologically wrong, that they actually are accused of changing the standards.
The debate over how high to set the bar for students learning English is certain to continue in Illinois and elsewhere as even tougher requirements of No Child Left Behind kick in this coming school year. For NPR News, I'm Jay Field in Chicago.